It's a really kind of scary time. Mm-hmm. My daughter is a nurse and has been doing testing on patients for the coronavirus, so I'm very concerned for her. And I thought, you know what? Let's look for something positive in this situation. And so I thought, every day I'm going to look for something I don't normally notice or appreciate and think about how happy I am just for that one thing. So I'm kind of starting this whole one happy thing movement that everybody needs to just find something in their life in this one day that they can be happy about.
That is such good advice. I have a friend who's been going through some hard times. And what I tell him all the time is, at the end of every day, I want you to think back and think of the one good thing that happened, and then focus on that as you go to bed. Because if you focus on the negative things, you're course going to be negative.
Yep.
But you have got to find, whether it be something so tiny, try to find something positive, and that's something that seems simple, but we need to be reminded of, and I love that you called with that.
Katie, can I share my one happy thing from last night with you?
Sure.
Okay, looking around my living room and seeing my family together, watching my favorite movie of all time, The Lion King, and my seven-year-old son putting together a puzzle.
That's
there
great.
There you go.
That's
you
great.
You know, it's simple, but it made me happy.
Exactly. Yep. Right. And that's what everyone needs to do, is just think of every day one happy thing.
Thank you, Katie, for that reminder.
Thanks.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
As well.
And we're thinking of your daughter.
And you're the happy thing in our lives so far today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're all getting through this coronavirus together. We're asking you today, share one happy thing with us. 608-321-1063. Now, Jennifer, you're saying your daughter does something like this every day around the dinner table?
Okay, so every day my boyfriend and I get home from work, and she always asks us what's one good thing that happened to us today.
I love that.
Yeah.
What is wrong with my kids?
and she digs at it. Like, if she doesn't like the answer, she makes us rethink it.
Oh, I like this kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, even if it's something that doesn't seem like, you know, it's good to us because it was something work-related, and we have to explain to her, like, no, that actually is a good thing for us.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah, earlier our listener Katie said she's doing hashtag one happy thing while we're getting through this coronavirus together. So, Jennifer, tell us what your one happy thing is, either already this morning or something from yesterday that you're going to tell your 13-year-old daughter.
You know what? I'm just going to say that I'm actually happy that I'm still working right now. Because,
absolutely.
There you go.
You know, if they send us home, then, you know, I don't get paid. So I'm so happy that we're able to do that.
I'm going to do a little role scene here real quick. I'm going to go home, and my 16-year-old will be there. And I'll say, hey, my one happy thing about my day is that I get to be your dad. Heavy eye roll, turn around, walk back upstairs.
And scene. And so, exactly. Jennifer, you're saying that wouldn't be good enough for your 13-year-old daughter. She'd probably dig a little deeper at Jackson if that was his thing, right? Okay. So dig deeper, Jackson.
Dig deeper.
Give a better example on why you're happy to be her dad. Maybe you need to do an exact example
day.
Because I don't think she has it in her to be a serial killer, so I won't be that dad that's on the news going, well, we raised her right. We never expected her to have 10 bodies hidden underneath the porch.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm pretty fortunate for that. She doesn't seem, she's not into gore.
Okay, so, there we go, I guess.
Is that what we're looking for? No, I'm the wrong way? Okay.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Keep up the good
work. Have a great day.